Good afternoon. I almost said good morning. But it's afternoon, so I gotta hurry up. Congratulations to the folks who've been baptized, of course. And I just want to share a couple of verses for everyone. This is not just for the folks who've been baptized. Coming from Acts chapter 26. I just want to say something that's been on my mind. I read an article earlier this week, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. I'm trying to make sense of it, actually. I was reading about the leader of Saudi Arabia, and during the course of reading that passage about his life, I learned some things. So Saudi Arabia is going through a kind of modernization. They want to stop their dependency on oil. And so, you know, they're doing lots of fancy stuff. They want to build one of the most modern museums in the world. And but this is the thing that I couldn't get out of my mind. The leader of Saudi Arabia has purchased a painting for $450 million. You know what a painting is? It's Leonardo da Vinci's portrait of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now process that. The leader of Saudi Arabia is a Muslim, and he purchased a portrait of Christ worth $450 million to hang up in their museum. I tell you, God works in mysterious ways. You try to understand that because I can't. I've been thinking about it, and I'm saying, what? This God got to be doing something. I don't know what it is, but I couldn't fathom that. Maybe you can. Let me know when you do. So Acts chapter 26, just a couple of verses. From verse 16. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. Verse 17, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I will send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified in me, by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. This is the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word into our hearts. We want to thank you for the worship service this morning. Thank you for the folks who have obeyed you into the waters of baptism. We pray for them, Father, that your Holy Spirit would guide and build them up. But then, Father, we don't want to ignore the folks who have been baptized for the longest while and are still serving you. May you continue to encourage each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I know I can't say everything I want to say because of time. It's already 12:30. But I just want to touch on a few points that are salient for us here today. And again, it's not to the folks who've been baptized. It's to each and every one of us, including myself, who've known the Lord Jesus Christ for some time. You can't help but think about your own baptism when you see a baptismal service. When you witness a baptismal service, you think about the time when you obeyed Christ in the waters of baptism. For me, it was over 49 years ago, and I thank God for that. But you can't help but remember. This passage that I've read here is the third of three testimonies that Paul gave of his conversion. The first one, of course, is in Acts 9. The second one is in Acts 22. And here we have the third one, when Paul was in front of those who judged him. Paul would always testify of his faith in Christ, irrespective of the consequences. That is what got him in trouble in the first place. But Paul was not reluctant. He wasn't afraid. He just depended on God to lead him, to protect him while he served God. And so here was Paul before King Agrippa testifying. And I hope that those who have been baptized and all of us, we are not reluctant to testify of our faith in Christ. Like Paul, there is an example for us. And in his testimony here, he was giving an explanation of his experience and what the Lord Jesus Christ told him. And I think some of what the Lord Jesus Christ told him, not I think, I know that what the Lord Jesus Christ has told him applies to us also. We are no different. Now, we may not have the same responsibility that God, you know, give to each and every one of us. It differs. But no doubt, we are given a responsibility as children of God. So verse 16, he says, the Lord told him after, and you can read the earlier verses. For time's sake, I didn't bother to read that. But you can read the earlier verses when he talked about how he met Christ outside of Damascus. And the light shone upon him that was brighter than noonday, etc., etc. But here in verse 16, he says, the Lord told him, but rise and stand on your feet. Of course, he was knocked down to the ground when the Lord appeared to him. And the Lord said, get up, rise, get up. And there's a sense of that in each and every one of us when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that God wants us to rise. God doesn't want us to stay down. God doesn't want us to be the person we used to be. There is a new chapter that is beginning for us. So in that sense, God says, rise, stand on your feet. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, we know that verse. So it's stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand up. God wants us to stand up. And again, this is not just for the young converts. This is for every one of us, myself included, because too often we get saved, we come to church, but we really don't do anything. We pretty much sit down back. We don't stand up. We don't rise. We don't continue to surface on the level which God wants us to. Stand up. Rise. God wants us to rise. God wants us to be elevated. God doesn't want us to be down the way we were. That's what the devil wants for us, by the way. He wants us to stay down. God wants us to rise. And then the next thing he says is, for I have appeared to you for this purpose. I don't have to say anything there, do I? For a purpose. Every person who came to know the Lord Jesus Christ was saved for a purpose. This was said to Paul, and this is not only for Paul, this is also for you and for me. There is a purpose behind your salvation. It is for that reason God is saved, to rise. I don't want you to be sitting down when you're saved. God didn't save us to come warm the benches. Whoever you are, rise, because there is a purpose for which I have saved you. God wants you to know that. But for Paul, he explained what it was for him. He says, to make you a minister and a witness. Now listen, guys, we are not all ministers. We know that. Some of us are piano players, some of us are trumpet players, some of us are drummers, whatever. You may not be a minister, that's what I'm saying, but guess what? We are all witnesses. To make you a minister and a witness. We are all witnesses of God. Every one of us. Every one of us are witnesses. And it's interesting how he continues. Again, I'm moving fast here because of time. We are all witnesses. He says, both of the things which you have seen, both of the things which you have seen, How does God speak to us? Where do we see the things that God has shown us? Well, we can say in our lives, God moved me from here to there. But I believe more so it is through His Word. Paul had a special relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's stated that over and over again, what the Lord showed him. We revealed, this morning in the scripture patches from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul said, this is what I received from the Lord. Remember that statement? Paul had a special relationship, and that always catches my attention, by the way. The reason why is because 1 Corinthians, and I've shared this before, was written before the Gospels. So Paul didn't get that from anybody else, like he said. I got that from the Lord. But the point I'm making is, God will reveal things to us. And for me and you, it's really through His Word. Are you reading His Word? Are you listening to God through His Word? Or are you reading just for the sake of reading it? Are you hearing God when you read? That is the point. Are you hearing God when you read? It is not just to know God's Word, but it's to listening what He is saying to us when we read His Word. God may be directing us to something. So if you've been just baptized, or you've been baptized before, here is Paul saying, here is the God saying through Paul, both of the things which you have seen, and you're baptized today, but you should have been reading the Word of God since the time you came to know Jesus Christ. You don't start reading the Word of God when you've been baptized. Okay, I'm baptized today, so I'm going to start reading the Word of God. No, you should have been reading God's Word from the day you were baptized. And of course, that is true for each and every one of us. We should be having our daily reading of God's Word. We should be reading God's Word as a meal, so to speak. Just the same way we eat God's, have a breakfast and we have dinner, we have lunch. We should be hungry for the Word of God daily. Of the things which I will yet reveal to you. As you go on, day by day, God is going to reveal. So God has revealed and God will reveal as you continue to read His Word. And then He says, I will deliver you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles. Now Paul was a Jew. And God was saying, here, I'm going to deliver you from the known and the unknown. I'm going to deliver you from the people you know and the people you don't know. I am going to deliver you from friends and from enemies. I am going to deliver you from near or far. God was giving him the confidence that he was with him. That his mission wasn't a personal mission. It was God's mission. God recruited him for that mission. And God was saying, I have your back. You just do what I tell you to do. God is saying the same thing to us. That if we carry out God's mission, that if we do the things God tells us to do, not our own stuff, but God's stuff for Him to get the glory. God says, I will be with you. I will protect you and deliver you from the Jews and the Gentiles. From enemies known and unknown, I will deliver you. No wonder Paul had this boldness because he believed God. That was a promise from God that I'm going to deliver you, to whom I will send you. And then in verse 18 he says, hey, this is it. This is what it's about. To open their eyes. That is what the gospel does. To open their eyes. Christ are blind. They need their eyes to be open. That is why we preach the gospel. You and I, before we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, were blind. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today, the Word of God is saying to you, you are blind. To open their eyes in order for them to turn from darkness to light. When you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you are in darkness. Not me. Don't go saying Brother Jerry said that. That's the Word of God. I'm showing you it from Scripture. Those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ are in darkness. And God is saying that's Paul's mission, or Paul is telling us God gave him that mission. It's recorded in God's word here. And the reason why it's recorded in God's word is for us to know that is also our mission. That is why we are declared to be witnesses. Because our duty, the goal is that others who are in darkness may have their eyes opened. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light. From Satan to God. He continues, from the power of Satan to God. It's there in the scripture. In darkness to light. From Satan to God. I mean, it's as clear as ever there. If you are in darkness, you are under the power of Satan if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the word is saying. I want to deliver you from darkness. I want to deliver you from Satan. Satan and darkness are held up together. Jesus and light are held up together. So Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whosoever followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Jesus is light. When you found Jesus, you are delivered from darkness. Anyone here today who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ is walking in darkness. From the power of Satan to God, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, what happens to you is what's described next. That they may receive forgiveness of sins. That's the first thing that happens. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you receive forgiveness of sins. That was the mission of Christ. To die on the cross. To give you and I an opportunity to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying my debt. That is the debt I should have died. But you died in my place, and I thank you. And so you become, Christ become your Lord. You become his servant. You become a witness. You begin to tell others of your transformation. What has happened to you? All because of the Lord Jesus Christ. From darkness to light. From Satan to Jesus. And then he says, to receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Notice that, in me. One thing I like about the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was the way, the truth, the life, what he said must always be taken seriously, and he said it directly. We either accept him or reject him. Faith in me. Faith in me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. Faith in me. Christ has never given us other options but himself. Faith in me. When you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you have received forgiveness of sins, the inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have other passages that I wanted to refer to, but for the sake of time, I chose not to. But one of the things I wanted to say is that, and you can read this for yourself, Paul's mission, as recorded here, so mirrors Christ himself when he came. As Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, reading from passage, I think it's Isaiah 55, reading that passage when the Lord Jesus Christ enter there and he declared himself as the Messiah. It's so mirror on what his mission was. To save those who are in darkness. To save those who are in prison.
all a picture of darkness. Paul's mission, the mission that he received from Christ, mirrors the very mission of Christ himself. And I just want to close off with verse 19. Here in verse 19 he says, "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." Paul is saying, the reason why I'm in this chain, the reason I'm where I am, the reason I'm under trial today is because of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I was not disobedient to the assignment God has given to me. God has saved you for a purpose. It means that God has given you also an assignment. And so the only question I can ask you is this: are you obedient to the mission God has given to you? Are you obedient? Here Paul says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Can you and I stand before God and make such a confession? Are you obedient to the calling of God? First of all, for salvation. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, then the heavenly vision is for you to accept Christ as your Savior. But if you know him, then God has a purpose for you. And the only question, as I conclude, is, have you been obedient to the heavenly vision? Oh God, this morning we thank you for your word. Thank you that you've spoken to us from this passage. If there's anyone in our midst who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, give them the courage to do so today. Now, today is the day of salvation. But then, God, those of us who have known you for some time, are we doing your will? Are we serving your purpose? This is a hard pill for us to swallow because, Father, many of us are not. We pray that you would give us the desire to serve you, to witness for you, to be instruments of thine, because you have saved us for a purpose. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken to you, do not leave here. We want to show you from God's word why you need to know him as your Lord and Savior, if you need to. Blessings.